Morning, Rabbi Sai. So, our limud of Pilchus Lashon Hara is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. You should have a refuah shleva b'soich shalchayin Yisrael b'korav. So we're in Klal Ches over Chilus, and we're getting towards the end of Pilchus Lashon Hara, and got a little bit of way to go. But the Chofetz Chaim is now dealing with other things which are not quite Lashon Hara. This perek is all about avak. Rechilus, something which is similar to Rechilus, but not something that's likely to cause unpleasantness, that's likely to cause friction between two people, but not seriously. So, the example that he gave previously was that we spoke about what happens if he gave a loan to somebody. Yeah, so Reuben gave a loan to Shimon. And Shimon told Levi, well, nice man Reuven is. He gave me a loan, and he gave it on without any fuss, and he gave it to me on easy terms, v'chole, v'chole, v'chole. As a result of which, Reuven has a queue of people who all want to borrow money from him. Yeah, and if he says, I'm sorry, I haven't, or I can't, or I won't, whatever it is, then he has difficulty in resisting what the person says. I saw in one of the Sfarim an example brought down that somebody knows, let's say you've got two friends, you've got Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben knows that Shimon's making a chasna soon, and Shimon has to buy clothes for all his family, but he doesn't have the money to do that. So Reuben owns a clothing shop. So he says to his friend Shimon, he says, come to the shop, yeah, bring your family, bring your wife, bring your children, etc., and we'll sort out some clothes for them, and I'll give you everything at cost price. He wants to do him a toiver. He knows that he's hard up. He knows he's struggling to make the chasna. So yeah, it's not tzedakah. I mean, it's very nice of him, but he's not giving him away for nothing. But he's giving it to him at cost price. And Taka Shimon goes there with his family, kits out the whole family for the chasna, Baruch Hashem, and the price comes out very reasonable, like far less than the ticket price on each thing. What happens soon is that somebody else turns up in Reuven's shop, and he would like to bring his whole family, and he also wants to kit out the whole family for a simcha that's coming. And Reuven says, I'm sorry, he says, the ticket price is a ticket price. You're a retail customer. You know, I can't discount for cost price. But you did it for Pliny. What do you mean I did it for Pliny? Yes, he told me that he came here with his... and he was praising you to the sky. He was doing... he meant well. He was praising the owner of the shop and saying what a nice person he was and how helpful he was and how much money he saved as a result of that. But as a result of that, he's causing other people to come along and putting Reuven in an embarrassing position. And therefore, Reuven doesn't really want that people should go around praising him. I did you a toiver. Fine, keep it to yourself. Don't tell anybody else. Because they don't. So now, what will happen eventually? So the Chofetz Chaim says, Be'etzem, what Shimon says that he's revealing to others, that Reuven is a tzaddik, and that Reuven is giving, did him such a big toiver and helped him out when he needed it. So Be'etzem is not Lashon Hara. It's not Rechilus in itself. But the fact that Reuven's going to find out that Shimon spoke about him, and therefore he'll say, I did him a toiver, and this is how he repays me, that's the Rechilus in it. That's going to cause the discomfort between Reuven and Shimon. I did you a toiver, I helped you out, I gave you a price, I gave you a discount, whatever it is, and now how do you repay me? You tell other people about it. Yes, but I meant to tell them how good you are. I wanted to tell you, fine, fair enough, but it results in discomfort. Another example brought down in the art scroll is, again, these are things which people would rather not have said about them, even though Be'etzem there's nothing wrong with them. He says you've got two boys, they're sons, two brothers of a gentleman. They're on holiday in the Lake District. And the two brothers themselves, between themselves, plan a hike. They're going to climb Mount Ben Nevis. They're going to climb Ben Nevis together. And they make all their plans, and they get their ordnance survey maps, and they prepare their packs, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. And one of them says to the other, let's ask Daddy if he wants to come with. We're doing this hike together. It's a rugged hike, it's hard. And twice Alex is talking to, again, Reuben and Shimon's easier, yeah? Reuben's talking to Shimon, yeah? And Reuben says to Shimon, you know what? he's a bit past it. Yeah, I don't think he'll make it. You know, it's a bit too old for that. Yeah, I don't think he'll want to come, and I don't think he would make it even if he did. He'll hold us up, etc., etc. Better don't ask him. So they go on the hike, and they take the photos, and they get to the top, and they stand next to the flag, and they take the photos, come back, and they show Daddy. Show Daddy the photos. Yeah, we went up the mountain and we climbed it, and then it was raining and then it was sleet and the chavais shores. But we did it. Yeah, and Daddy says, you know what? Says it looks like it was quite a tough climb. I don't think that I would have done it. I don't think I would have made it. Yeah. So everyone says, ah, that's exactly what Shimon said about you. Exactly what he said. That's why we didn't ask you, because he said you won't make it. Yeah. So Daddy feels uncomfortable about that. Yeah. I know he said it. And I know it's true, and it's exactly right, yeah, and they didn't say anything wrong. And he was right to say that his father wouldn't make it. On the other hand, people don't like, people are uncomfortable when you say things which sometimes there's no possibility. So that's going to be, like, the father might not be that happy that Shimon said that about him. He would rather Shimon wouldn't have said it, even though he admits himself that he wouldn't have made it. So those are a couple of examples of this situation. There's another example which I'll give you tomorrow. Yeah, always the examples help you to understand the halacha. But basically anything that you say which is going to create a discomfort, even though in itself there's nothing wrong with it, the etzem thing that you've said about the other person is perfectly good, but nevertheless it's going to create discomfort if I find out that you've been speaking about me, and therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, that will be avak rechilus, lechatchila, one has to steer away from it.
Oh, yeah. Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Dalet Teves, 14th of January. Rabbi Donia Lo Shlita, Erevin explained, Part 7, Shittas Chazon Ish. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Tzimus Avetzot of Israel Gurus, Nariyodis, past Shabbos, Yehi Rotzen Shishka Herovus, Kimmel Rav Nachas, Mimin Mekoy Yotzei Cholotzehem, Tzimus HaShuvim HaFaelim, Bamei Tzimosh, Tzulu Botevah, Shalom Bimhiron.
Good morning. Someone came over to me last night in my Beis Medrash, a young bocha. Came over to me and he said, conspiratorially, this series you're giving on Torah Way, is this just a way to matter the new Erev? So I said no. And this is for two simple reasons. Number one, I don't know anything about the new Erev. I don't know its details. Nor do I know anything about the old Erev. And number two, I'm not a man that omat to express an opinion on an objective level, whether it's kosher or not. However, if that was my agenda, then the number one makor that I would bring is this Chazon Ish. As the Chazon Ish writes himself, and as of Nissim Karelitz, his nephew writes in Chutshoni, which, as I'm sure many of you know, it's a well-known halacha series, goes through every aspect of halacha. So in his piece on Erevin, he speaks about his uncle's Shita, and explains how many Erevin, if not all Erevin, all city Erevin, rely on this Chazon Ish for their existence. People think, one other point of introduction, people think of the Chazon Ish as a machmir. So I'm not sure I would agree with any level posik, any posik of his world level to label him like that, machmir, mekel. Just like Rav Moshe, people labeled him sometimes as being Mekel. But I think it's complete ignorance. These poskim analyze every issue, every sugya that comes to them, and according to their havana of the seichel, or havana of the sugya, according to their seichel, they'll paskin. Whether that comes out to be Mekel, that comes out to be Machmir, they're not interested in public opinion. That's not what's guiding them. What's guiding them is the truth and the truth only. So it's interesting how this sugya of Erevin refutes that lazy way of thinking. Moshe was Mekel, Chazon Ish was Machmir. In fact, over here, the Chazon Ish was unbelievably Mekel. Unbelievably Mekel. If Klal Yisrael accepted, like the Chazon Ish, there would be precisely zero machlokas about making an Erev in a city. It's totally mutter, according to the Chazon Ish. Again, under the circumstances which we'll describe. Whereas Rav Moshe is the one which the Machmirim hang their hat on. According to Rav Moshe, it's very rare to find a city Erev that is kosher. So what is the Shitas Chazon Ish? Let's start slowly and build up. Here is a diagram of a situation that I described a while back, which depicts a halachic reality that is important for us to understand going forward. This is a man walking on a main road with houses on either side. Okay? Now, the houses on each side form mechitzas. Here's mechitzas. Now, this constitutes the halachic reality of oimed merubah min haporetz, which we described is necessary in order to make a mechitza. Oimed merubah min haporetz needs to be majority built up, majority sealed. Now, this man, however, has chosen to stand not correspondent, not adjacent, not opposite one of the walls. So he's standing actually in open space. This man is gazing over rolling countryside. Now, can this man, in his Arba Amos, carry on Shabbos? He's not being surrounded by any walls. So really it's a trick question, because there are only two walls here, not three. But I don't mean it as a trick question. Is it regarded that this man is surrounded by mechitzas? Is he in the mechitzas? So the answer is, we saw the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph that said, now yes, when you have the metzias of oimim merubah min haporetz, even the porets is considered having walls around it. And the example, the Gemara, the halacha, the Gemara over there is speaking about is kelayim. There's a rule that you're not allowed to plant different species together, but if those species are separated by a wall, then you're allowed to plant them right next to each other. So, if you plant one species next to an open space, but that open space is just part of the minority porets, then you're allowed to plant another species directly next to it. In other words, this part is also considered absolutely sealed. That is the din of Oimim Burubin Aporetz, that even the Porets, even Keneged the Porets, even opposite the Porets, is considered as being surrounded by walls. That's point number one to establish. Point number two, this is important to get the synapses twitching. We spoke last time about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the Rabbi Yochanan says, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we discussed last time is the machlokas, but either way, we're machmir for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is very, very much present in halacha. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if the doors, the gates of Yerushalayim weren't locked every night, you'd be chayv because of Rishus HaRabim. Now, what was the Metzias on the ground in Yerushalayim? Tosfos and Chof Beis Amud Aleph says the Metzias was like this. Okay? You had two entrances, four entrances, one on each side, north, south, east, west. And the scenario where Rav Yochanan says that Yerushalayim is Rishus HaRabim is in the following scenario. Very interesting scenario, which the brain needs to master in order to understand this Chazon Ish. This is the Metzias depicted by Tosfos and Chof Beis Amud Aleph. All around here are walls. Okay, all around here are walls. And this man is standing right in the middle of the crossroads. So how many walls is this man surrounded by? Now you have four walls over here. You have south, north, east and west. These scribbles are walls. So this man is theoretically standing in an area that, debatably, you could say is surrounded by four walls. But in fact, wherever this man looks, he doesn't see any walls. So this man is surrounded by zero walls. This man standing in this crossroads, even though he's standing, even if he continues, even though if he were to continue going in the same direction, if he went down a bit, up a bit, to the side a bit, he'd be surrounded by walls. But where he's standing right in the middle of an open space, where he doesn't see any walls. He looks this way, no walls. That way, no walls. This man is standing right in the middle of a busy city that opens up to go to the outside of the city, goes to the outside gate. This man is not surrounded by walls.
He looks slouching.
Right, but they're not actually encircling him. These walls are not encircling him. That is point number two. Now, with that, to reach the level of mental activity required to understand the Chazon Ish. Now, it will be helpful also for us to imagine, let's say we have to slightly change the Metzias on the ground in our story. But let's say we are, take Golders Green Road. Golders Green Road meets with the North Circular, right, where that bridge is going to Hendon. Now let's say the North Circular is Rishus HaRabim. It's not such a far-fetched assumption. And let's say that instead of the Golders Green Road continuing into Bread Street, and it's open, let's say that there was a wall, which there is a wall on the North Circular, there's houses, but let's say that it was completely sealed off. That's it, Golders Green Road, you can turn, it's a junction, you can turn left or right, but you can't continue. That is the picture that I'm going to show you. Okay, that is the picture over here. You've got two streets, two roads. This is one road surrounded by houses, and this is another road surrounded by houses. A T-junction. Imagine our mind's eye that was the reality of Golders Green Road leading to the North Circular. So, let's go through, as you can see closely, there are three numbers over here. Number one, number two, number three. Let's discuss whether each one of these numbers, each one of these people can carry on Shabbos. So first of all, if we observe this picture, how many walls are there? Three. There are three walls. There are three walls for number one. This guy standing in Golders Green Road, right, in our imaginary Golders Green Road, this man is surrounded by three walls. Why? Because on the left and to the right he has walls, and if he continued, he's looking straight ahead, he also sees another wall. That is the reality of this guy, of number one. Guy standing in our imaginary Golders Green Road, on either side of him there's a wall, and in front of him there's a wall. That's one, two, three walls. This man is surrounded by walls. And, there's a big gap. How can this one, number one, use this wall? There's a big gap between here and here. He's separated by the North Circular, by tens of thousands of cars, etc. The answer is, the first diagram, number one. Since it's Oymed Baruba Minaporots, since the majority of this direction, north, is with walls, and even though the minority has a break in it, has a gap, is porots, is open, since the majority is closed, you look at it as all of it is closed. That is the manifestation of this halakhic concept of oymed baruba min haporots. Yeah.
I thought oymed baruba means that the one that is open nevertheless has a tzuras hapesach.
Well, so
which it doesn't across the road, does it?
Yeah, indeed. But there's a dispute about if you have a Pesach that's more than 10 amos.
Right. Yeah.
Is that does that pasul your wall midiraisa midrabanon? So the Chazanish Shita is only midrabanon, and therefore on a deraisa level, the halacha that I'm describing is true. To actually make it muta lemaisa, or to take care of all the even the rabbonon problems, yeah, you would indeed need a Tursa Pesach. Yeah. But I'm sticking to the concept, yeah, so to speak, in its pure form, yeah, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So in that purest version of Golders Green Road, then it's considered totally closed. Oyvim Borubin Aporetz means even the Porotz is closed. That is point number one. Now, that is man number one. Man number one is, in as much as we've said that our road, the North Circular, doesn't interrupt the continuum of walls, and these two walls can be connected with this wall, and this guy is indisputably surrounded by three walls, so he's absolutely good to go. Now, what about person number two? Well, person number two.
He's only got one wall.
Same thing.
True.
He's got the two walls of Golders Green Road continuing either side of him.
Absolutely. Person number two, you might think that he's in a more difficult situation as person number one, but in as much as we said the Oyme Baruba Min HaParetz means that this whole direction is considered Oymed, there's walls over here, that means that you've got these walls are continuing in the mind of Halacha, they're continuing until they hit this back wall. So person number two also is surrounded by three walls.
What happens when they hit the back wall?
The back wall falls down.
Can they go right or left?
Oh, one second. Now we're going to talk about person number three. Now, person number three is where the Chazanish really gets going. Person number three is where we really see the monumental nature of the Chiddush of the Chazanish. Very logical, but nonetheless monumental. Person number three, there are no walls on either side over here. So person number three, right, imagine him standing in the North Circular, in the middle of the North Circular. So does he have walls? He's got walls on the left and the right, but in front of him there are no walls. Says the Chazanish, inasmuch as this wall continued until it got to the back wall, then you have an imaginary, in quotation marks, you have an imaginary wall continue over here. So that means that person number three also has a wall on the north side. Because of the Oymer Baruba Min HaParetz over here, this Oymer Baruba Min HaParetz continues. That means that how many walls does person number three have? Person number three has one, two, three walls.
It also has the closure on this side of the North Circular.
Indeed.
Of the North Green Road.
Yeah, indeed.
The
same thing. Yeah. Yeah. That, Rabbeisai, is the Chiddush of the Chazanish. That is the Chiddush of the Chazanish. And just to go to the end of the story, that is what other Poskim debate. They debate, they say even if you can use Oymer Baruba Min HaParetz to consider this wall attached to these two walls, even if you were to say that, to say that this imaginary enclosure, this imaginary continuation of these walls to hit the back wall, even if you say that is true and the North Circular doesn't interrupt it, but to have that imaginary continuation of this wall to be the only wall in the perspective of number three, that's a chiddush you don't say. He's using someone else's continuation of wall to be his entire wall. Now, one hand, it's very hard to say the Chazanish is wrong. I mean, the Chazanish felt that he was absolutely right. Because if the wall's there, the wall's there. It's not a subjective thing where you call it that there's halachic wall for them and not for them. If the halachic wall is there, the halachic wall is there, and it's equally available for all, equal rights to this wall.
But there are thousands of people walking through the wall or driving through the wall. In other words, it's a hypothetical wall, but the metzius is that the Rosh Hashanah.
So that takes us back.
Through the wall.
So that takes us back to the sugya that we discussed last time of Osi Rabim and Vatli Mechitzasa. Says the Chazon Ish, we never found anyone, not Rabbonon, not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yochanan, names that ring a bell. No one. We didn't find anyone in a case where you have three walls, which is Rishus HaYochid according to everyone. We didn't find anyone say that in this scenario you say Osi Rabim and Vatli Mechitzasa. You can have Ocean Parkway on steroids. Nothing will break this Rishus. When you have three walls, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid according to everyone, there you don't say Osi Rabbi Mevali Mechitzasa. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, who say you do say Osi Rabbi Mevali Mechitzasa, that's only when you haven't got three walls of Oymit Maruba Min Haporetz. If you have three walls of Oymit Maruba Min Haporetz, then no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can break those walls. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And here is the second point of contention. As you say, the first debatable point of the Chazon Ish is the point I just mentioned, that you are using the continuation of wall for people number one and number two, using that continuation as the entire wall for number three. That's debated in the Poskim. The other issue that's debated in the poskim is very straightforward. That, as Yossi said, no, you, inasmuch as it's a main road, in the same way that Rabbi Yochanan will say that the main road in Yerushalayim was Osi Rabin Mevatel Mechitzasa, so too this main road would be Mevatel the Mechitzas. Yes, this main road that is, which we've called the North Circular, which is passing through this area that is imaginarily closed, yes, that would destroy these mechitzas. In which case, for 1, 2, and 3, you don't have 3 mechitzas. So, those are the two main chidushim of the Chazon Ish, and the counterpoints to those main two main chidushim are, number one, a continuation of a mechitza cannot be used by someone else as his entire mechitza. That's point of contention number one. Point of contention number two is even though there's no direct makor in the Gemara for a shita to say that in this scenario when you have three mechitzas of oimer beruv min haporetz, there's no direct makor discussed in the Gemara to say that any shita will say that the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim will ruin these mechitzas. Some poskim say they will. It's debatable. So those are the two areas of chiddush of the Chazon Ish, and those are the two areas in which other poskim debate. And just to finish off, the amazing consequence of the Chazon Ish is, and this is what he says himself, Bekrachim Shelon, in our cities, you'll very rarely find the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because this has a snowball effect. This has this road with three walls creates a chain reaction. Because this road, which has three walls, means, according to the Chazon Ish, that this road that has two walls now has three walls. Right? And now, if you can imagine, this road continues, and now this road is now Oymud Merubim and Aporot, so then its continuation will form imaginary walls, which will then be the third wall of other roads, and eventually you will end up with all your roads having three walls, and all your roads will be Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and Rosh Hashanah Yochid is with three walls. If you have one road in the city that has three walls of Oymim, Rubim, and Aporos that will create a snowball effect, a chain reaction effect, in which all the roads end up being enclosed by the other roads' continuation. All the roads that are missing mechitzas will get their mechitzas from the continuation of the mechitza of a previous road. And hence, the Chazon Ish says that all Erevin and cities are 100% mutter. Now, the biggest makor to argue on the Chazon Ish, by the way, is the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah, right in the beginning of Hilchos Erevin, Reish Mem Hei, Mishnah Berurah says, in our cities, we have to, which are Rishus HaRabim, you have to be very machmir. You have to be concerned that it's also a tiltal on Shabbos. So even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address at all, even in a hint, the heter of the Chazon Ish, but the assumption is that one of these two areas in which I described, the Chazon Ish is being mechadish his heter, the Mishnah Berurah is arguing with them. Because if the Mishnah Berurah was agreeing with the Chazon Ish, he would say there's no problem with our citywide Erevin, and they would be absolutely fine. So which one of these two areas did the Mishnah Berurah argue on? It's unclear. But what is clear is the Mishnah Berurah does argue on this Chazon Ish.
So any main road connected to these three walls of road would be brought up as
mm-hmm. Yeah. According to the Chazon Ish, if you're standing in the north circle with two walls, you have three walls.
But then asked all in the Zim road,
so I don't know the Matzias. Is the Matzias of, or if you go up, if you continue Brent Street, you hit a wall? I have no idea. If yes, yes. If not, not. Yeah.
I remember when the Northwest London area was first built, there was a big gap at Spaniards Inn, which I think I recall they said it was okay according to the Chazon Ish. But as we don't normally rely on the Chazon Ish, they found a way of making it smaller.
Makes sense.
So
that was a shaila whether you use the shitta of the Chazon Ish in the size of a number, the kula.
Oh,
so that will give you 20 feet instead of 50 feet.
Yes. Right, right.
As the width of the pyramid set.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, that Chazon Ish, you'd never rely on the kula.
The kula,
that's a different. Yeah, that's the same man, but a different idea. No, this is much more used. This is. Okay, have a great day. Okay, cool.
No, I realise. I thought you would know.